are bright and filled with pain. Enclose me in your gentle rain. The time you wed was too insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again.
WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
up under the bed. To drown.
Good evening.
Hello, how you doing?
Welcome to wherever we are. There's some yacht club on some river, I think. The Ashwillet River.
Junior Wales.
Her head rolls back and forth against the billows of her long black shiny hair. As she contemplates the ecstasy of some other love that now she wished was there. If she could only realize that the love I have could beckon her command. Instead of laughing endlessly and pushing back advances with her hands. Every night I see her leaves a nightmare of illusions when she's gone. And it leaves a longing feeling in a man with the pain that lingers on. The gaudy goodbye can't replace the girlish giggle of her sweet hello. But tonight I've made my crumbled mind up that I'll never, ever let her go. Too many nights I've watched her tease by shifting all her weight from hip to hip. And with her hands brush back the falling strands that covers up her satin lips. She struts upon the stage and her fallen victims are calling out for more. But she leaves them stranded helplessly and exits to her dressing room door. Tonight I'm gonna take her, I've infiltrated past the guarded door. But she just hurries by me carrying all those scanty costumes that she wore. And asks a sawed-off cigar-smoking cat if he would open up the door. Then she told him to load the baggage because they open tomorrow night in Baltimore. God, if I have to crawl, I'm gonna be there tomorrow night in Baltimore.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Atlantic, a fantastic voyage to parts unknown. Going to depths where the sun's never shone. And I'm fascinated myself, should I do when I'm alone? Rather self-consciously while I'm stirring these condiments into my tea. And I think I'm so lame that I think this song is about me. Don't I, don't I, don't I, I'm in a low.
with the queen. Two in the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the queen. Two in the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada, Trader Vic's of the Hill. Dressed in the nines, and his hair was perfect. Hit me!
Forest, can you see this? And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
trouble out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
I said. saw before. So if you saw from the water, I mean a down in the Mexico, and you wanna get faint, man, don't hesitate. Just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a cool piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk.
Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia, it's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Tweezle Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
wanna be the boy to warm your mother's heart. I'm so scared to take you away. I tried to win her over right from the start, but something always got in the way. We've been sitting in your backyard for hours, but she won't even come out and say hi. While my mother baked a little cake for you, and even dreaded when you said goodbye. What kind of car wheels do I have to pull? What kind of jokes should I lay out of now? I'm inclined to go finish high school just to make a notice that I'm around. Nothing I come up with seems to work. It feels like everything I say is a lie. Never have I felt like such a jerk. I'm afraid to even open my eyes, because I really don't want her to judge me. I want her to really know who I am, and then and only then will she love me. Well, at least that was the plan. If ever a boy needed a holiday, if ever a girl needed someone to hold,